views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. It's so good to be back this week. My goodness, we've had some interesting hiccups here, but I saw it as Mercury saying hello with the retrograde last week, because as everyone probably noticed, we had a last minute change up last week. I had to replace a hard drive in my computer. Then we lost all connection with the internet services. And so it was just an interesting week. Kind of happened last minute. And it was a little bit, a few days before we were back up and running. So if you haven't seen me around on the social medias and why I wasn't here last week, that's why. And thank you for understanding. But I was really ready to come back today because, boy, this one's going to be, this is a favorite topic of mine, and it's something that I love to do. And I want to share it with you because a lot of people think creative visualization is just for someone, you know, artistic. Businesses use it a lot with brainstorming or using a board. But I want to go into that a little bit more because this is something that everybody can tap into. It doesn't cost you one dime. It's not trying to sell you anything. But it's something that you can do, even if you don't think you're creative. And you can manifest a lot of things in your life and help your life go the route for happiness with and by using creative visualization. So if you're new to the show, I want to welcome you. I want to welcome all the listeners that have been with me for the last 5 years. And, you know, it's a real honor and it's very humbling to receive messages from you and hear from you. And I had no idea that you had been listening that long. And then all of a sudden out of the blue, you write and you tell me. It really touches my heart when you do that. And thank you for that. I want to just say thank you and take that moment. I do hope everyone has had a great 2 weeks. Now, we had the new moon come in on May 18th. Okay. That brought in some of the Gemini mirroring. Okay. Gemini with the twins, you know, that's rolling in. We had Taurus with relationships, and May has been a lot about working with our relationships, that energy that we did. And next week's show, I'm going to be doing the angel messages and guidance for June. So we'll be doing that next week. But this one, we're wrapping up and we're starting to move into that June. And then we had this retrograde come in as well. And Mercury retrograde always, you know, kind of yanks people's chains. And I do want to say, don't let it do that. Don't let it wreck everything. Use it for what it's intended. And that is to kind of roll the wheel back a little bit, review and reflect. And it's interesting because with Gemini influence coming in, and then we have a lot of other planets, which is, you know, you can go look that up. I don't want to get into that too much, but I did want to point these couple of things out because they are in alignment with what I'm communicating in messages to you from the angels, because that's where I get mine from. I mean, I go with what they're saying, let's do this, let's do that. And I always find it amazing that it gets validated elsewhere, somewhere else. And I didn't know that. I'm just staying and trusting with that. And that's me trusting my intuition. And I'm sharing that with you wholeheartedly. I'm all about you trusting yours as well. Well, Gemini with the twins, that's like two identicals, right? You also have that mirroring, what's reflecting back to you. And then you have the retrograde thrown in there, and that's in there till June 11th, I believe. Now, what's going to be reflecting back to you is very important for you to pay attention to, is why I'm bringing all of this up right now, because you can use what we're going to talk about with creative visualization to really help you sail through this, and versus it just beat you up. And sometimes it can feel like that. I mean, I just went through some interesting communication things with internet and hard drive and all that, but it's okay. The timing was interesting. Obviously, I needed to have that time off, and it was amazing what happened with me personally during that week. It was a lot of things. It was like, we want your attention right here. Well, so here I am back, and I feel like, no, to take that moment and then to come back, it was important, and I trusted that. So when things are unexpected like that, you want to take that as, okay, there's something going on that I didn't realize, so help me find some clarity, and what is it that I need to pay attention to right now? What is it that I need to know? That's a great question to ask your angels and your guides, your higher self, really. I mean, all of it. With mirroring back, and then you have that reflective time with retrograde, you have a little bit more fuel on that. It's going to be very magnified. It's going to feel like, and the relationship thing is thrown in there. So you're going to find that your relationship with others is just, okay, I can't do this anymore. Your truths are going to be popping out of your mouth or in your actions. And then you're going to go, oh, I can't believe I just did that. Because you were, you know, if you were a people pleaser, you just hit it. It's going to be a little harder to do that because your honesty is going to be popping out on you unexpectedly. And it does make me kind of smile when I see that, because people think, oh, I'm being honest. Well, if you've been so polite for so long, do you even know what your honesty is? Now, the retrograde can help you discover what that is, and it will reflect back to you from others. It's going to be reflecting back reactions, activity, all kinds of things like that. So with that in mind, when something pops up for you and you're going, okay, wow, that needs work. I had no idea. Well, my change of heart is happening on this particular relationship or this particular activity I'm involved in. I don't know if I want to be involved in that anymore. All kinds of things, whatever it might be in your life. Maybe it's job. Maybe it's just you want something different. You're ready for change. Sometimes that can overwhelm people because they feel depressed, like I can't enjoy what I used to enjoy. Why not? Well, it probably isn't that you did anything wrong. It's nothing like that. It's time for you to keep moving on your journey and experience something else, maybe something new, something that excites you again. It doesn't mean that what you did was a waste of time. It doesn't mean that it was an incorrect decision or that you spent so many years doing that. You do it, you do your best, you enjoy it in the moment, but guess what? Everything will pass through and move on to something else. So think about that if you're going through a situation where you've got to make some choices, you know, change is coming, you're not sure what. This is when you really want to cast that net wide and really start connecting on a daily basis, taking that few minutes for meditation. The creative visualization will be part of that meditative process that I'm going to be sharing with you today. I love it. It's fun. It's an enjoyable way to shift the energy of your situation, your experience, to manifest where you want it to go. And I'm going to help you with that today. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about manifesting with creative visualization. It's going to be a journey that we're going to go on today. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be diving right into creative visualization. We'll be right back after the break.
You know that it would be untrue. true. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher.
Of traditional talk, people pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices. Get fired up to grow your business with the Queen of Marketing. To contact Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show if you are just tuning in. And boy, I'm really pumped up today because we're talking about manifesting through creative visualization. It's a meditative approach, but it combines your heart's desire, which is what you really want, what really makes you happy, and bringing that into the mental thought. Because sometimes we have thoughts like, that are, you know, we have to do this, we have to do that. And then you have heart's desire, which may want to just be free and happy, okay? But then your mind is going, well, yeah, but I got to pay the bills and I got to do this and that and this and that. And, or you want a particular type of relationship with someone. You may want to feel exploring and you know, this could go on and on. I could just explain it all day long, but, and everybody has their own things, but this is taking a moment. For example, let's start this. What is your heart's desire? Is it to be happy? Is it to live peacefully? Is it to have a simple life? what would be that heart's desire? If money was not an issue, if where you lived wasn't, I mean, take all of those details out of the way. What is it that you feel and see? What is it that you want to know that can be possible? And you may not believe that it is right now, because all of the other physical things in your world are kind of clouding that and causing some doubt. So let's take, for example, you want happiness and peacefulness. Okay, let's take those two. That's pretty common and that's popular with most people, to be happy. And now you're looking at what kind of thoughts you have running through there. What's going through that mind every day? Are you jumping through so many hoops that you don't have time to catch your breath? Are you eating while you drive at the same time because you don't have time to stop and have lunch? You know, this kind of thing. Are you actually taking that time to be peaceful and settle in? Do you have so much on your plate that you don't have time to feel that happiness and that peacefulness? It might be time to simplify a little bit. You know, think about that. So if you could create a landscape, and I'm sharing how this is so powerful, because when you really bring this into your thoughts and you preoccupy your mind in the way that you really want it to be, now you're creating the power of manifesting, because your thoughts need to be on what you want more than what you don't want, right? And then the ideas start kicking in and the creativity starts waking up the second chakra. And now you're working with your right brain and you're bringing that creative mind, that spiritual side of you that really wants you to be happy, that soul part of you, the higher self, and you're combining it and aligning with your logical and your left side, like your life, the physical world, like, okay, that's a great picture we have going on there. How are we going to bring that into my real world? How do we do that? That starts kicking in with ideas and approaches. It also lifts your frequency. And when I talk about frequency, I'm talking about different frequencies are aligned to different moods. If you're sad and angry, it's a lower frequency. If you're excited about something, feel enthusiastic, encouraged, positive, they're going to be the higher frequencies. Higher frequencies are where you want to go. Creative visualization can help you do that whenever you need it. You may have just been very discouraged with something that happened. You may have just, something not so great. And then you take yourself to this place and allow yourself to create this incredible reality that you do want. And it's quite artistic. And if you still are struggling, because I've had people tell me, I cannot do that. I can't visualize anything. Well, you could, but right now you believe that you can't. So if you are having that much, if you really need to take it back a step and try to find a way to do that, that's where the vision boards come in that you hear about with manifesting. That's where you have, you go and you collect pictures of something you want. Go ahead and do that. That's a good step to do. If you are struggling, you know, to get that first step going, use pictures out of magazines, cut them out, save them, paste them up on a board. What represents to you the happiness and puts a smile on your face when you look at that? That's what you want to do. That's what you want to look for. And then we've got to look at, you know, a lot of people go, oh, I want $1 million and I want all this. Are you going to be happy if you're saying you want happiness too? So you might need to tweak a little bit. And here's the thing. You can even try different things out and say, yeah, I thought I did want that, but maybe not. And you pull back. And you might try something else. For some reason, there's a lot of belief out there that you need to pick one thing and stay with it your whole life. I have never believed that. And thank goodness I didn't. Or I'd be really discouraged right now because I've done a lot of different things. And I will probably continue to do that because the creativity that happens when you're learning something new, how to figure something out, how to wrap your brain around it. That's life to me. That makes me feel awake. That makes me feel excited and engaged with whatever it is I'm trying to work on. I love that personally. So creative visualization is also going to take you down that path. So if you are new to meditation, or you know, you don't feel like you can do that, don't try to stop your mind. Just take whatever comes in and tweak it. Because in your mind and your thoughts, you can do that. You can actually take the eraser and go, well, that thought wasn't quite what I wanted. Erase out what you don't want and put in what you do. And this is a way of putting your thoughts into the positive perspective. It's a way of correcting that. You can also have a lot of fun with your dreams. If you are one that has active dreaming, some people think they don't dream at all. You have ways around that. Go with the pictures. But then when you start just dabbling a little bit in this, you might be surprised that you'll start dreaming. That's because your creativity is starting to wake up. You're going in the right direction. Dreams are awesome. Now, they can be crazy, but that just goes to show you anything happens in a dream, right? Anything. You name it. There are no rules. There's no law of physics or anything in a dream. You take those dreams and go with it and see what else you can do with that. Allow that to show you some creativity that's within you. And then tweak that. But if I'm sitting down and I'm thinking about, what do I want to manifest in my life? What do I want to change? What do I want to bring in? What do I want to let go of? You can do all of that with this, okay? So I call it the eraser. If you like erase what you don't want, that needs to be let go of. But you actually need to let go of it. Do you have a hard time letting go of things? Do you feel like you just owe it, or you're obligated, or, you know, what's going on with that? You know, there's a way to creatively manifest with visualization, whatever direction you want, whatever it is you want. And it can come in very creatively. So when you're tweaking that, you may not want to go, okay, I want it to be a certain job, a certain location, a certain this, a certain that. Pull back a little bit and go, I want to be happy. I'd like to live near water, something like that. And you would like to be actively doing whatever it is you love to do. Like, it, keep it back up a little bit, because you, that's helping you to cast your net wider. Now, you can absolutely visualize, you know, the home of your dreams, or a location, or the temperature outside, all of these things. Absolutely. What would you want to do? Maybe you're passionate about, you really want to organic gardening, and you would really love to have something like that. Visualize doing the gardening, and then allow the universe to bring in the location and to find that perfect spot for you. You may need to move if something like that happens. You know, you may not. It just depends. We don't want to cut out the things that we're not aware of that you know, spirit's trying to bring to us. But we also want to be clear on what it is we want. So maybe you want to be a happy gardener, okay? Maybe you want to be a happy counselor, whatever it is you want to do. That's what you're looking for. You're looking to pinpoint that and then see yourself in that. Now, I left you with some things to think about. And when we come back from break, we're going to keep powering on with creative visualization. We're going to do a creative visualization meditation here in the show too, toward the end of the show. So think about what you want to manifest, and we're going to do that. We will be right back after the break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show.
Sorry's easily said. Is coach training right for you? Maybe you're changing careers. Maybe coaching can help you revitalize an existing career. Mark Rayner and the Rayner Institute can help you manifest your goals. Classes start April 27th and 28th. To learn more, visit RaynerInstitute.com to enroll today. That's RAYNERInstitute.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
What does a dentist of the year get? A little plaque. Welcome to Smile Big, where we offer cosmetic, restorative, and preventative dentistry. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Abdenard work hard every day for their clients to be happy to smile with the latest equipment for complete smile restoration for anyone. The sooner you call, the sooner they can help. Call 425-454-4040 or email scheduling at smilebig.com. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Mind.
Can you keep your lifestyle in retirement? It's a question people often wonder about. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman financial advisor today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment in advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Oh, that was a perfect one for this show, Brian. Awesome job.
Oh, thank you.
That's exactly what we want to be doing. You're rocking it out now. Okay, if you are just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We're talking about manifesting through creative visualization. And I want to take a moment to explain the difference between this and meditation, where you clear your thoughts and you just don't try to think about anything. That's why it's called a visualization, because you're visualizing. So it is meditative in the way it feels. So I wanted to clarify that as to not confuse anybody, because you can get all caught up in all the details there. And that's the thing with meditation and this. That's you don't want to get all caught up to where you're, you know, trying to do something perfect. You're not trying to do it. You're trying to allow it to be free to run. Creative visualization, you're allowing your creative heart's desire to connect with your mental and your thoughts and show you this incredible, what I call artistic, beautiful painting of the way you want your life to be. It's drawing you a picture. It's allowing it to do that. Meditation is we're sitting and we're quieting. We're not even sitting. You could even do active meditation, you know, when you're doing something, but it's kind of emptying and, you know, what people will call brain dumping. Sometimes you're just allowing it to clear out energy of thought, you know, thought energy. This is, it feels meditative because you just want to be there. It relaxes you. It soothes you. You feel better. It's wonderful for stress because you're actually experience what you really want for your life when you allow yourself to do this. The more you allow yourself to do this, the more it's going to come into your physical life, because then the ideas come in to take action and start moving in that direction. And you start thinking, well, why am I just thinking about it? Let me do something about it. It'll happen. It'll happen for you that way. It's allowing it to just be a part of your life. Taking your heart's desire seriously is listening to your higher self, listening to your soul and what your soul's purpose really wants. It's cutting out all the mind chatter of the doubts and the, you know, what other people think you should be doing and, you know, what, you know, just all the stuff you're doing that you may not really be wanting to do. You just feel like you have to do it. When you take in and you give your heart's desire a platform, a priority, and you acknowledge that that's very important because it's part of your soul. It's part of who you really are and your higher self. It's really who you are. It's why you're here. And I really want to point that out. It's why you're here. So that should be one of the most important parts of your life that is not on the back burner, that is a priority in your life. It should be very important. And here's the thing. That's what's causing some people to hesitate with it, because it may not be the norm. It may not be what society says we ought to be doing, or, you know, that's not responsible to do that. You can have logic and be responsible and still have your dreams and your heart's desire be a part of your life. You just don't believe you can. And I'm here to tell you, yes, you can. You can. And this is a great way to allow yourself to explore it. And the thing is, it's very safe. It doesn't cost you anything. You're not committing to anything. You're not signing on any dotted lines. You're just allowing your heart to show you what would be the perfect life for you. Your heart's desire is connected with your higher self. Yes, it is. You may not think, well, I've never done that. I don't even know how to do that. Whatever that desire is, it's like, oh, I would love it if I could do whatever, you know. Well, see yourself in the visualization. For example, say you've always wanted to play the saxophone. Okay. I know. Where did I get that from? I know somebody like that. I know somebody that's all I ever hear is, I have always wanted to play the saxophone. Okay, well, I would suggest to that person, use your mind and daydream and visualize that you're playing it like a pro, that you are actually playing it. Do it. Go for it. Do it. Even if you've never taken one lesson, you don't know how to read a note, you see yourself playing that and playing the kind of music you love. Okay, this is a good example of how you would do this. And then after you've done that for a bit, you start thinking, you know, I think I might start taking a lesson, or maybe I'll start looking to see how much they cost, or maybe I'll just go see. You might be quite surprised what will end up in your lap unexpectedly, because synchronicities will start to happen. And why aren't you taking a lesson if you've always wanted to learn how to play it? Why haven't you done that? This is a way to bring it in. That was a good example, a simple example of something. Say you are a musician and you've always wanted to write music. Okay. Well, how come you haven't? Why not? Because you don't think you're any good. Visualize that you are, and that song is amazing. And go with it. Keep going down that path. I did it with painting. Okay, when I do the intuitive paintings, they don't have form or shape. That's painting energy, so it's not like I'm trying to paint a portrait of anybody. So that's very abstract, but it's more of the visualization of what I'm seeing. That's different from when I said one day I just want to paint. And I have painted things that look like something, okay? They look like a person or they look like... And I just decided that I really wanted to know how to do that. But I did not take lessons. I just went and did it. I visualized that with creative visualization. I saw that I could. And then I allowed my soul, my spirit, to show me how. And then connected me with spirit guides that were great at this. Okay. That's another thing that can happen when you go into creative visualization. You're being very clear about what you'd really love to do. You're putting that into the thoughts. And then when you do that, ask to take action. Say, can you show me, ask spirit guides, ask your guardian angel, ask your higher self, can you show me a simple step that I could take in that direction? Might be a real simple one. It might be that you might start blogging about what you love. And then every week you'll need, if you're a real blogger, you might be doing that several times a week. But if you are really wanting, then you're going to have to get out there and learn about it, right? I mean, have you ever thought about this? This could just keep going and going and going. So what is it that you really feel in your heart's desire? What do you feel in there? Because in the last segment, when we come back from break in a moment here, we're going to do a meditation. We're going to just walk through. And so you have an opportunity to experience creative visualization. I'm going to walk you through that a little bit. And this can take any direction that you want. You're free in there. You're free when you're in this. There are no restrictions. There is no inhibitors. It doesn't cost anything. In this reality, you have enough of whatever you need to create it. And when you do that, you're working with energy. You're working with universal law of attraction. You're working to bring that in more synchronicities to start lining it up in your physical world. And it can happen. And I really want to help you find a way to break through what you feel keeps holding you back. Because actually nothing's holding you back, but a belief that something is. That's how that works. We're in an interesting time right now where we're going through a lot of changes. We're going through a lot of different things. And you might see as you're reflecting back with Mercury, I could do this better. I could change this. And this is a great, very powerful time to work with creative visualization. And after you do a few minutes of that, then you could sit and just be quiet with your thoughts and allow all the negative stuff to dump out, right? So think about what you want in your creative visualization. When we come back, we're going to do the meditation for it. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We are manifesting through creative visualization. We'll be right back after the break.
Dr. Love's Quickies. Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. When it comes to positive thinking and the law of attraction, many of us could say, been there, done that, read the book. So what happened if we didn't get there, didn't achieve the goal, didn't step into our abundance? Typically, there are some core wounds and core fears that keep us from stepping out. We also have energies in our ancestral lines, our cultural and family codes, and even agreements that keep us in check. So let me challenge you. When you had the desire that burned in your soul, what happened? How did discouragement set in? Why did you stop? What came up for you? Whose voices? Listen, there's hope, but it does not come from suppressing the energy that's within you. We all know it's going to spill out somewhere. So join me on Transformation Talk Radio and Sheer Alchemy, and we're going to find out how we can shift you into the intentions that can manifest for you.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Thank you.
And we are back, and we're here in the last segment. We are working through manifesting through creative visualization. I'm Dr. Jen. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We're about to do a meditation. So if you need to come back and grab the archive to do this later, please do so. So if you can't do the meditation right now, but it's more of a visualization. So it's a little bit different from regular meditation. You can visualize, kind of think of it like a daydream, because daydreaming is very much associated with creative visualization. And before we went to break, I gave you some things to think about. What is it that you want? What are your heart's desires? We want to align your heart desire with your thoughts to manifest this into your physical world. And not to be afraid of what your heart's desires are. So one of the easier ways to help you with the restrictions is, say your heart's desire is happiness and peacefulness, but you don't think you can afford that. Don't worry about that in the visualization, because in the visualization, you have everything you need, whether it's plenty of money or whatever the situation is. None of those rules matter or exist there. That helps free you from the tethers that are holding you back. So you visualize and just think about, what is that one thing in your life that you have that picture in your head that you just always want for yourself? That's what you're doing right now. You're thinking about that thought, that visualization, that image that makes you smile. You see yourself in this lifestyle, in this place. You see yourself doing what you've always wanted to do. And now that you're there, I want you to look around a bit and look for details. Look for details. Is it warm? Is it winter? Is it summer? Do you see trees? Do you see water? Do you have a view? Do you have... Are you on a stage somewhere? What do you have going on there? What do you see yourself doing if your heart's desire could actually manifest? Money's not an issue. Location's not an issue. Circumstances are not an issue. You're completely free to do whatever it is you have always wanted to do. What would that be? And allow yourself to see yourself doing this and smile and applaud, like, wow, I'm good at that. I can do that very well. That's what you want to see. That's where you want your thoughts to anchor in. Let them anchor into that. Let them feel the joy going through your veins from head to toe, because you're doing what you love. You're doing it. You're living it. You're being it. You've allowed your heart's desire, the true connection to your higher self, to exist and be a part of your life, to be here, why you came here. You're seeing your true self, your real self, and your health is in optimal condition, because when you're happy, you're healthier. The body has a way of self-healing when it's in a state of bliss like that. It can do that. Over time, you find that you're choosing different options that are better for you because you're worth it. You start to come up with ideas that are, hey, I could go explore this, or I could take a class in this, and I could maybe do this. You know, you're exploring options now. You're not ignoring options. and this takes you further towards your goals and dreams. And you can do this, just that thought. And after you've done that creative landscape that just makes you want to stay there. Yeah, remember, you know, you just want to stay in that. Kind of take a mental picture of it, a snapshot. And keep that tucked away in your heart for whenever you need a timeout and you want to get back on track and you want to lift your spirit and your energy, pull that snapshot out of your mental library and go to that place. And you might be quite surprised what starts lining up and coming into your life. And then just sit for a moment in quiet meditation afterwards with gratitude and just allow peacefulness to flow through and wash and clear out any of the lingering lower thoughts that may have been trying to pop up and annoy you, so to speak, and try to discourage you. And when you are in a situation where you feel like you can't share any of your dreams with someone because they'll get shot down, then I suggest you keep them to yourself. Don't let naysayers pull your dream down, because it's not their dream. It's not about them. This is about why you came here. So keep that with you. And you might be surprised. One day you're going to align with people that are more like-minded with you. You'll become drawn to people that you do have a connection with. And you can share something with people that can support. But I'm here to support you no matter where you are, no matter who you are listening right now. I say power on, dream on, and make your dreams happen. Use your creative visualization just a few minutes a day and let your life unfold into what it's really supposed to be. This is a meeting your higher self. Now, before we go, boy, this show goes fast. Over on my website, in my meditations link, I have a whole bunch of free meditations over there. And there's one in particular for manifesting. If you've not heard that one or you don't know about that one, go over and grab that one. It's a manifesting meditation. There's several on the page. They're all free. JenRoyster.com, JenRoyster.com. And across the tabs at the top, you'll see a meditations link. Just click that and you'll see a list of them. And the one I'm talking about is called Manifesting Meditation. So that's there for you to help you until you're working on it, you know, and you're coming up with your own. I'm just here to kickstart you into your dreams and into your life the way you really want to be, and help you find your true self and live it. It's time to live it. And I say power on. Thank you so much for listening to the show today. I was very excited to bring it to you. And I know I was going a mile a minute, but it was just so much passion and so much excitement in my heart to give that to you. And I say thank you to everyone that listens to the show every week. You have a special place in my heart. We call you our listening family. Please, go over, sign up for my newsletter. We have free gifts if you want a free gift when you sign up for that over on the website as well. Enjoy the meditations that I have for you, and I wish you all the best in living your dream. Let your heart's desire be known to the world. We all want to know what it is. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.